previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
Is that Damon Salvatore and Stefan Salvatore?
The original Salvatore brothers.
1864, you and Catherine were the perfect couple.
They've come back.
Did you get the Gilbert watch?
I can get it.
Hey, man, you okay?
Come here.
Whoa, I gotcha.
I know you.
I think you have the wrong person.
You haven't aged a day.
There are things that you don't know. Things that I want to tell you, but I can't.
Are you sure that the man you knew, his name was Stefan Salvatore?
Yes.
When was this?
1953.
Elena sits on her bed writing.
Dear diary, I'm not a believer. People are born, they grow old, and then they die. That's the world we live in. How can I deny what's right in front of me? Someone who never grows old, never gets hurt. Someone who changes in ways that can't be explained. Girls bitten, bodies drained of blood.
Elena grabs her keys, speeds off in her car, and skids to a stop outside a dark house. Stefan takes a steak from a cloth bag. Elena hesitates outside the large front door. Stefan runs to his front door and opens it, light streaming in. He suddenly walks out onto a white veranda, dressed in a beige suit and bow tie. Mystic Falls, Virginia, 1864. A horse and carriage come up the drive at Stefan's. The driver places a footstool on the ground and helps a young lady out of the carriage. Stefan gazes as another lady follows her out. She wears a long blue and gold dress with a full skirt and lace bodice. She carries a small blue purse. Her hair is tied up underneath a straw hat, and small ringlets hang loose around her face. Stefan heads down the steps to meet her. He gives a small bow.
You must be Miss Pierce.
Please, call me Catherine.
She holds out her hand and curtsies. They gaze into each other's eyes. The Vampire Diaries. In the present, Stefan bursts out of the front door to find Elena on his doorstep.
What are you? What are you?
Stefan frowns at her and clenches his jaw. He meets her stern gaze and nods slowly.
You know.
No. I don't.
Yes, you do. Or you wouldn't be here.
It's not possible. It can't be.
His brow furrowed, he places the stake to one side. She steps back nervously.
Everything you know, and every belief that you have is about to change. Are you ready for that?
What are you?
He stares into her eyes and nods. He wets his lips, his eyes glistening.
I'm a vampire.
Her mouth drops open and her eyes search his face. Tears well up in her eyes.
I shouldn't have come.
No. Please.
No.
Please.
No!
She runs to her car. He appears in front of her.
How did you do that?
Please don't be afraid of me.
Let me go.
Elena, there's things that you have to know and understand.
Let me go!
Please!
She breaks free and runs to her car. He gazes after her as she drives off. Elena runs up to her front door. Two dim lights illuminate the porch. She runs inside and stands at her bathroom sink, panting. She looks at her reflection in the mirror. She peers into Jeremy's room. He's facing away from her, listening to music on his headphones. She goes into her room, clutching her hair, and lies down on the bed. Unsettled, she stands and paces round the room. She sits on her bed again.
Elena.
She runs to the door, but he stops her from opening it.
I would never hurt you. You're safe with me.
All those animal attacks? Those people who died?
No, that was Damon.
Damon?
Yes. I don't drink human blood. That's not how I choose to survive, but Damon does. I'll explain everything to you, but I beg you, Elena, do not tell anybody.
How can you ask me that?
Because you knowing this is dangerous. For so many reasons. You can hate me, but I need you to trust me.
Just go. Just go, please. Go.
If you mean me no harm, then you'll go.
He stares at her petrified face. Tears fill her eyes.
I never wanted this.
He steps away but holds her gaze. Her lip trembles. Still watching him, she reaches behind her for the door handle and turns to leave. Elena turns back and he's gone. She runs over to the open window and slams it shut, locking it. She sinks to sit by the window. A campfire burns in a forest. Damon feeds on blood from a man's neck. He drops the man's body and gasps, then wipes his mouth on the dead man's shirt sleeve. Another body lies nearby. Damon hauls it onto the campfire. Damon picks up a bottle of spirits. He walks over to a third body on the ground. He pours some of the alcohol over the man, then goes back to the first body. He rummages around in the young man's pockets and takes out a mobile phone. He lights the bodies while he talks.
Hello.
I want my ring.
Where are you?
I'm at the Sizzler. I had the buffet. Where's my ring?
I don't have it. Where are you? What have you done?
No, what have you done? You're the one that locked me in the basement and starved me, so whatever I've done... Whoever I've sucked dry is on you, buddy.
You're being careless. How many more animal attacks is this town gonna believe, huh?
I know how to cover my tracks, Stefan. Where's my ring?
I gave it to Zach to hide. Probably shouldn't have killed him.
Damon frowns, then smiles.
You almost got me. Where is it?
I'll get it back, but I need time.
Would you FedEx it to Rome? Where is it? I want my ring, Stefan.
On my next stop's Elena's.
I already want you dead. Don't give me another reason to make it happen.
Don't give me another reason to rip you apart.
Yeah? Is that going to be before or after you get your ring back? Just get it.
Damon hangs up. He begins to walk away from the burning bodies, then goes back for the alcohol. A fourth body lies on the ground away from the group. Damon pours alcohol on the girl. Her neck is covered in blood. Coughing, she turns her head to the side, her eyes closed. Damon kneels beside her.
You just don't want to die, do you?
The porch lights glow outside Elena's house. Inside, Elena stares in her sleep. She rolls over in bed. A lamp is on by her window. Outside, Stefan stands on the white wood veranda. He leans his head back on a pillar. Elena has one arm wrapped around her as she sleeps. Stefan looks out into the dark garden, his eyes flitting around thoughtfully. Stefan looks up to Elena's window. Elena gazes out of her window, her diary on her lap. She chucks the diary onto her bed and goes into the bathroom. She ties up her long dark hair and starts to brush her teeth. She stares at herself in the mirror. Later, dressed in a red top, she leaves the house.
You said you would explain everything. That's why I asked you to meet me here. When you Google vampire, you get a world of fiction. What's the reality?
I can tell you whatever you want to know.
I know you eat garlic.
Yes.
And somehow sunlight's not an issue.
Hi, here you go.
A waitress hands them a coffee.
Thank you.
We have rings that protect us.
Crucifixes?
Decorative.
Holy water?
Drinkable.
Mirrors?
Myth.
You said you don't kill to survive.
Animal blood keeps me alive, but not as strong as Damon. He can be very powerful.
And yet you let him get involved with Caroline?
Forcing Damon not to do something is much more dangerous, believe me.
He was hurting her.
He was feeding on her. He was able to take away her memories of being bitten, using a form of mind compulsion. She never knew what was happening to her. If you wanted to kill her, he would have.
Is that supposed to make it okay?
No, none of this is okay, Elena. I know that.
She looks down at the table between them. Stefan lowers his eyes and sits back.
Are there any others aside from you and Damon?
Not in Mystic Falls, not anymore.
Not anymore?
There was a time when this town was very much aware of vampires, and it didn't end well for anybody. That's why it's important that you don't tell anyone.
I can't promise that.
He leans towards her.
Give me today. I will answer any questions that you have. And when it's over, you can decide for yourself what you want to do with what you know. It'll be your choice.
Her shoulders drop and she stares at his pleading eyes. She nods tentatively. At the forest.
Never smelled this bad before.
It tried to cover its tracks.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. They only burn a corpse to try to hide cause of death, and there are no shell casings.
We know who they are?
Well, Doc will have to check their dental records.
What story should I run?
Drug deal gone bad? It's not too big a stretch.
I got the Gilbert watch.
Good.
Found this in the brush about 10 yards away.
Sheriff Forbes rummages through the handbag and pulls out a purse. She finds a driver's license.
Vicky Donovan.
You know her?
I went to high school with her mother.
You think she's one of these?
I hope not.
She fights back tears. Damon's on the phone.
Where are you, Stefan? I'm trapped at the house, and I'm getting really bored and really impatient, and I don't do bored and impatient. Bring me my ring.
He hangs up and pours himself a drink.
Damn it. Oh, don't get blood on the couch. Please.
The girl from the forest, Vicky, lies on the sofa with a towel next to her bleeding neck. Her eyes are closed. Damon sits beside her and looks at the wounds on her neck.
I got you good, didn't I?
We're not going to be any fun today.
He knocks back his drink and looks down thoughtfully.
I'm so going to regret this.
He bites his wrist and puts it to Vicky's mouth.
Okay. Okay. Drink up. Drink it up. Don't drip. There you go. Good girl. That's it.
Damon looks bored as she drinks. At the forest.
Stop here.
Stefan and Elena get out of the car in a clearing in the woods. There's the remains of a decorative stone pillar on a small brick plinth.
What are we doing here?
I want to show you something.
In the middle of nowhere?
This didn't used to be nowhere. It used to be my home.
She frowns and follows him into the clearing. He gazes around him. The light filters through the leafy trees. Elena stops by the ruined pillar.
It looks so...
old? It's because they are.
Wait, how long have you...
He looks down.
I've been 17 years old. Since 1864.
She stares at him.
Oh my God.
You said you wanted to know. I'm not gonna hold anything back.
He nods seriously. She looks away, taking it in. He looks back to the pillar.
Half century before the boarding house was even built, this was my family's home. Damon and I, we were both born here. The Salvatore brothers, best of friends.
Back in 1864.
Wait, where did you learn this game?
Camp outside Atlanta. One of the officers picked it up at Harvard. Catch.
Wait. What are the rules?
Who needs rules?
They stare at Catherine.
Mind if I join you?
You could get hurt. My brother likes to play rough.
Somehow, I think that you play rougher.
Catherine steals the rugby ball from Stefan and runs off, giggling.
Why are you standing there? That is a girl who clearly wants to be chased. If you don't do it, I will.
Damon runs after her, followed by Stefan. In the present, Stefan and Elena stand by the small walls that remain of the building.
You knew Catherine in 1864? Damon made it seem like...
Damon was trying to make you think that I was still heartbroken. He saw that I was happy with you, and he wanted to ruin it.
All because you loved the same woman 145 years ago?
Stefan smiles.
She wasn't
just any girl.
A flashback. Stefan chases Catherine through a maze made of small hedges. She reaches a marble statue at the exit.
Ha! I win. What's my prize?
What would you like it to be?
Damon.
They extended your leave?
I was simply having too much fun to return to battle.
Your commitment to the Confederacy is inspiring.
They hug.
Well, this works out wonderfully for me.
How's that, Miss Catherine?
Now I'll have both of you here to keep me entertained. First and foremost, I'll need someone to escort me to the Founders Ball.
With pleasure.
Facing away from them, she smiles.
The smart and kind Salvatore brothers both coming to my rescue. How will I ever choose?
She walks off, looking at them seductively. In the present...
She chose me. I escorted her to the ball at the original Lockwood Mansion.
The first Founders Party.
He nods.
Where you sign the registry.
He nods again, and she looks thoughtful.
I didn't care that I had gotten something that my brother wanted. I didn't even care if it hurt him. I only knew that I wanted her.
So he was upset.
That's the thing about Damon. He doesn't get mad. He just gets even.
Oh, man. That shower was so great.
Vicky comes downstairs in her underwear, drying her hair in the mirror. She notices the mark on her neck and turns to Damon.
What did you give me?
Some blood. You loved it.
I did? Wait, I'm confused. How did we get here?
His eyes widen.
We met in the woods. You were drunk. I attacked you. Then I killed all of your friends. I brought you here. Gave you some blood. You loved it. And now we're gonna party till the sun goes down.
Okay. But first, can I have another hit? That blood was so good.
Only if I can.
She holds out her wrist. He bites his wrist and offers it to her. They feed on each other's blood.
What Damon wants, Damon usually gets. I didn't know it at the time, but turns out that night, Catherine was with him too.
So he stole her from you, not the other way around?
Turns out she wasn't ours to steal.
Stefan and Catherine lie on a bed in their underwear kissing. Catherine wears a white corset and lace pantaloons. She rolls on top of Stefan and pulls him to sit up. He kisses her face and neck, then gazes into her eyes.
I will love you forever.
Forever is a very long time, you know.
Not long enough.
He kisses her passionately, his hands around her neck. Her fingers grip him. Her face turns and she grows fangs. She bites into Stefan's neck. Bedroom, Catherine's white corset is being tightened by her maid. Stefan wakes up in Catherine's bed and frowns as he remembers. Grabbing his neck, he sits bolt upright. The bed is stained with blood.
Good morning. Leave the room, please.
Her maid goes.
You're upset.
Stefan stares at her.
Your face. It was like a demon.
But you're not afraid.
Get away from me. Get away.
It doesn't change the way you feel about me. You will not tell anyone.
I...
We will go on exactly as we have.
Yes. We will go on.
She grins.
You have no idea of the future I have planned for us, Stefan. You, me, and Damon.
Stefan gawps.
No rules.
She could control my mind and Damon's, and she compelled each of us to keep the secret from the other. She wanted all of us to be together. Forever.
He picks up something.
Didn't work out that way, but... Damon and I, looks like we're stuck with each other. Like it or not.
Is that Damon's ring?
I took it from him. I have to give it back.
No. Don't, Stefan. Keep it hidden.
Elena, if I don't give it to him, he'll retaliate in the only way that he knows he can hurt me.
And how is that?
By hurting you.
Her face softens. Mayor Lockwood opens a safe hidden under floorboards.
We're working on it, Mayor Lockwood.
Doc ID the bodies?
A few townies. Notorious druggies.
I suppose that'll make it easy for people to buy the story. And Vicki Donovan?
She's not one of the deceased.
Where the hell is she?
I wish I knew.
Sorry, I'm late.
You have the watch?
Logan hands it to the mayor. The mayor glances at the others, then carefully takes the glass face off the gold pocket watch. He opens up a small box with a star and spider-like shape engraved on the top. Inside is another watch face. He places that face inside the pocket watch and twists it into place. Sheriff Forbes watches anxiously. The mayor turns.
It's ready.
That's it?
Yes, that's it.
Logan takes the pocket watch from him. The three exchange nervous glances. At Damon's, Vicki dances manically in her underwear while Damon drinks.
I am so over Tyler. So over him. I knew from the beginning that I was only a piece of ass to him, but I thought maybe if he got to know me better, he might see something more. But no. Now Jeremy, on the other hand, that's all he's ever seen in me is something more. And I like that.
Jeremy, huh? Elena's brother?
Yeah. Yeah. So Elena used to date my brother, and they were always together, so Jeremy would always be hanging around and crushing on me, and hey, when I have a girlfriend, you're, like, totally cool and so hot.
I know.
Don't you want to be in love?
I've been in love. Painful, pointless, and overrated.
Except when it isn't.
No more talking. Let's dance.
He swings her round. She dances seductively, running her fingers through her hair. Damon spins round in a circle, swigging from a bottle. He shoots up onto a banister and wiggles his hips, dancing on the platform. He gestures for her to join him. Upstairs, they dance along corridors and up the stairs into a bedroom. Damon knocks books off a shelf while Vicki jumps on the bed, throwing cushions around the room. Damon tips a box of books onto the floor. He smashes a glass and a lamp. His finger sizzles as he goes near light coming through the curtain. He jumps back and picks up a picture of Catherine. He gazes at it sadly, gulping. He turns to watch Vicki jumping on the bed. Later, Damon and Vicki slow dance close together.
My mom spends most of her time in Virginia Beach with Pete. He drives trucks. I don't remember my dad, but from what I gather, he's not worth remembering.
Your life is so pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the screwed up one. Matt's got it so easy. He's the golden boy. I mean, he's gonna get a football scholarship, marry Elena, and have a lawnmower and some babies. And when I think of my future, I just come up blank.
You are so damaged.
Yep.
You don't have one hint of self-esteem.
None.
He rests his face against hers.
I think I know what can help you.
What's that?
He gently strokes her tear-streaked face.
Death.
Vicki lies motionless on the floor. Damon wanders through the room. He goes to the window and holds his fingers up to the ray of light streaming through. He tries again. He looks over to Vicki, who's staring.
What happened? We were dancing and then...
I killed you.
What?
You're dead.
I'm dead.
Yeah, well, let's not make a big deal out of it. You drank my blood, I killed you, and now you have to feed in order to complete the process.
You're wasted.
She grabs her clothes.
You don't want to be out there all alone. You're about to get really freaky.
Look, I had a really good time. I just want to go home.
You're going to start craving blood, and until you get it, you're going to feel very out of it. You have to be careful.
Come on, move.
See, you're already starting to fall apart.
And I'm going home now.
Okay, fine. I'm just warning you. Actually, you know what? You should go. In fact, if I were you, I would stop by your boyfriend Jeremy's house.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
Tell Lane I said hi. And if you see Stefan, tell him to call me.
He grins as she leaves. The sheriff's car arrives in the forest. Logan waits with the watch.
I got Stanley on the Morris Street entrance. The rest of us will cover other access points. Call him or call me if that thing goes off. Don't use the radio. Cell phones only.
Got it.
You've got 8 rounds. Remember, wood bullets won't kill him, but it'll wound him enough for you to get close and stake him.
He loads the gun.
You sure you can handle this?
Of course I can.
He takes a stake.
You ever staked a vampire before?
Have you?
I'm coming!
Jeremy runs down the stairs.
The sun is killing me. My eyes are on fire.
Where have you been?
It's good. Everything's good.
Vicky kisses him passionately. She gazes at his neck.
Did something happen?
I'm hungry. What do you have to eat?
She rushes through to the kitchen and raids the fridge.
You're high, Vicky. It's the middle of the day.
Could you not talk so loud? My head hurts. I need quiet.
He looks away. She shoves food into her mouth. At the forest, Stefan opens the car door. Elena goes to get in, then stops.
The mind control. You said Catherine used. Did you ever do that to me?
No.
He points to her necklace.
That necklace. It contains an herb called vervain.
It protects you from being compelled. I wanted to protect you from Damon's influence. But I also wanted to protect you from me. Elena, you should never take that necklace off. Because no matter what happens after today, no matter how you feel about me, you'll know that you were free to make your own choice.
She gazes into his eyes. Stefan steps away. Matt arrives at Jeremy's house.
Where is she? Come this way.
Vicky sits on the floor drinking.
What's she on? I don't know.
Matt crouches down beside her and takes off her large black sunglasses.
Hey, Vic, how you doing?
Not good, Matty. You're hurt.
Okay, where's it hurt?
My gums. My jaw hurts. My gums. There's something in my gums and it hurts. Yeah. No, just leave me alone.
Come on, Vic, don't be like that. Let's get you home.
Just turn it off!
Turn what off?
The talking! The chatter! Just turn it off!
She stops as she sees the television. A news bulletin reads, breaking news, bodies found. Jeremy turns it up.
3 bodies were found dead in what is believed to be a drug deal gone awry. The bodies have yet to be identified. They were discovered earlier today over at the old Mystic Falls.
That's where we were last night.
What happened, Vic?
A homicide and are fast underway looking for suspects. They're asking anyone with information to...
I'm calling the cops.
No, don't.
What happened after I left last night, Vic?
She pushes him.
Jerry, you okay? I'm fine.
Damn, Vic.
Elena and Stefan.
What's going on?
She's really messed up.
Elena, back up. Vicky.
Focus. You're gonna be fine.
She stares into his eyes.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Guys, take her up to bed, shut the blind. She's gonna be okay. Come on. Come on.
He ushers Vicky and the boys out. Elena rubs her forehead.
You know what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
What is it?
She's transitioning.
Transitioning to what?
A vampire.
What?
Damon must have gotten to her. She's new. She hasn't completed her transformation yet.
How does she do that?
Stefan stares at her. His lip wobbles.
She has to feed on human blood.
And what if she doesn't?
She'll die. She may only have a few hours.
She's upstairs with him right now.
It's okay. She doesn't know what's happening to her yet.
So when is she gonna know?
Right now, she doesn't remember anything. A part of her is still human. Slowly, the deeper she gets into the transition, the memories will start to come back, and then she'll know she has to make the choice.
Elena runs her hands through her hair, then turns to face Stefan.
Same choice you made?
Stefan looks down. Elena turns away. Upstairs, Vicky's wrapped in a duvet. Jeremy gently strokes her face.
I'm sorry. I'm so much trouble.
You need to sleep it off, okay?
He kisses her on the forehead and gets up. She pulls his arm and makes him sit. She buries her head in his shoulder and sobs. He wraps his arms around her. Matt watches from the doorway. He quietly slips away. Still crying, Vicky rests her head on Jeremy's neck. She kisses it. Her face lingers there.
No.
She pushes him away, grabs her shoes, and runs downstairs. Jeremy sits on the bed, gawping.
Vic!
Matt runs after her as she leaves the house. He reaches the front porch and there's no sign of her. Jeremy and the others follow.
She was fine and then she just freaked out. I'm gonna go look for her. Call me if you hear anything.
Matt goes.
I can track her.
Go.
Stefan runs off. The sun disappears and the moon rises. Dark clouds pass in front of the full moon. Logan wanders around in the gloomy forest. He holds the pocket watch open on his palm. The dial spins and acts as a compass. The dial spins one way, then the other. Logan follows it, winding through the trees. He turns round, startled by the birds, then carries on. The dial spins and clicks. He stops and takes out his mobile. Sheriff Forbes and a deputy are also in the forest.
Yeah.
I think I got something. It's pointing towards the old cemetery.
I'm headed your way.
She takes out a gun. At home, Elena clears up a plate of food.
Maybe we should check in with Matt.
He'll call when he finds her.
Well, what are we supposed to do?
We wait. We're supposed to wait.
I don't know what's wrong with her.
She'll be fine. It'll all be fine.
He grimaces. They both rush to the door. It's Damon. Elena tries to shut the door, but Damon easily forces it open.
Jeremy, go upstairs.
He frowns and goes.
You're afraid of me. I'm gonna go on a limb here and guess. Stefan finally fessed up.
Stay away from me.
Hey, there's no need to be rude. I'm just looking for Stefan. May I come in? Oh, wait. Of course I can. I've been invited.
He saunters in and closes the door behind him. Elena steps back. Damon looks around.
We can cut to the chase if you want. I'm not going to kill you right now. That wouldn't serve my greater agenda. So, where's Stefan?
He's out looking for Vicky.
Don't look at me with those judgy little eyes. The girl's going to thank me for what I did to her.
Did you thank Catherine?
Damon's face twitches. He looks down at Elena's necklace and steps back. He turns away from her and grins.
Got the whole life story, huh?
Got enough.
Oh, I doubt that.
She frowns.
Tell my brother I'm looking for him.
He goes. Oh.
Tip for later. Be careful who you invite in the house.
He grins and leaves. Vicky sits in the woods sobbing. Stefan finds her. He creeps over, weaving his way through the tall trees.
Vicky?
Startled, she hugs her arms around her legs. She looks at him, tears down her face.
I'm starting to remember things. What he is, what he said. I remember you, the hospital, the rooftop. It's all coming back.
I'm so sorry. Damon had no right to do this to you.
He said that I need to feed. What will happen if I don't?
You'll fade quickly. And then it'll all just be over.
Her face crumples and she nods.
I'll be dead.
He nods gravely. She rolls her head back on the pillar she leans against and tries to fight the tears.
I don't want this.
No.
It'll be okay. You're gonna be okay. I can help you.
Is it better? Is it better? Will I be better?
He gulps and looks away.
I want to go home. Will you take me home?
Blood seeps from the bullet hole in Stefan's chest. He falls to the ground as Logan approaches from the shadows, the gun held out. Vicky stands. Stefan writhes in pain. Logan drops the gun and takes the stake from his pocket. He kneels over Stefan and pushes on his gunshot wound. He raises the stake. Damon appears behind Logan. He bites into Logan's neck and throws him to the floor. Damon grips the shot in Stefan's chest. Vicky glances at Logan. Damon pulls the shot out.
It's wood. They know. If anyone's gonna kill you, it's gonna be me. My ring.
Stefan reaches into his pocket and gives the ring to Damon. Damon puts it on.
No! No, Vicky!
I'm sorry.
She wipes her lip and looks down at her hand, then runs off.
Oops.
Damon pulls Stefan up. As Damon stands, he notices something on the floor. It's the pocket watch. He picks it up and takes it. The sheriff and deputy come through the forest, shining their torches. They spot Logan's body.
Oh, God.
He has blood on his neck.
The watch. Find the watch.
Elena sits on the veranda outside her white wooden house. Stefan slowly approaches. She runs up to him.
You're bleeding.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm okay.
She gazes up at him.
I couldn't stop her. I tried.
What does that mean?
She fed. And then I lost her.
Oh my God.
I'll take care of it. I'll find her and I will show her that she can live like I do. I'm gonna make sure that she does not hurt anybody, Elena. I promise you.
What do I tell my brother and Matt?
We'll come up with a story.
You mean we'll come up with a lie?
Sorry.
She struggles to speak.
I gave you today just like you asked.
His face falls.
And I understand that you would never do anything to hurt me, and I promise I will keep your secret, but I can't be with you, Stefan.
He stares at her, his brow furrowed. Her face is silhouetted in the dim light.
I'm sorry.
Shot for the sky. They stare at each other, then Elena turns and goes into the house. So why do I try? I know I'm gonna fall down. She shuts the door and leans against it. Stefan stands motionless on the veranda, gazing at the closed door. I never know why it's coming down, down, down. Inside, Elena sobs, tears streaming down her cheeks. She clutches her stomach, her legs buckle, and she slides down the door. I know I'm gonna fall down. Elena sits with her back against the door, sobbing. So why did I drown? She buries her face in her hands. The Vampire Diaries. ITFC audio description.
I present to you your top 24.
Now that the remaining 20 contestants have performed again, it's time to send four of them home in American Idol Results, next on ITV2.